Mom's Playground.
Hooray! Jose Silva was an electronics repairman from Texas. He wanted to increase his children's IQ, so he experimented with meditation on his children and claimed that his daughter became clairvoyant. He started working on Silva Mind Control in 1944 and launched it commercially in the 1960s. He's written several books about it and developed the Silva Ultramind ESP system in 1998. He claims to lead people into what he called the beginning of the second phase of human evolution on the planet. He died in 1999, but his system is still being utilized by people all over the world and is now called the Silva Method. I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. When my next guest reached out, I had never heard of the Silva Method. I figured it was some sort of self-help program that utilizes the power of positive thinking. But it's way more than that, and it claims to help people achieve their dreams, change their life, obtain the things that they desire, and even make them clairvoyant, all through meditation.
Hi, my name is Kate. I teach Silva Method, and I teach yoga, I teach meditation, I teach a whole bunch of stuff.
You do teach a whole bunch of stuff, but yeah. we're mainly going to talk about the Silva Method today. So tell us what it is and how it works.
So the Silva Method, it's simply a practice of meditation. It teaches you to go from the beta brainwave state, so how we're talking right now, into the alpha brainwave state. So that's dropping down, slower cycles per second in the brain. But then as a result of that, your awareness increases. So all your boundaries kind of decrease. And you're smiling and laughing, Lexi. And then your awareness increases, so your spidey senses go up quite a bit.
So how do you get to this alpha state, and what exactly is it?
Well, the alpha state, it's a brainwave state. So most neuroscientists, they know what it is. Most people have heard about it. It's that relaxed state. So a lot of meditators or people who do yoga, they talk about that Zen mode. That's usually called the alpha state. And so in the alpha state, most people know it is right before you fall asleep. You're in the alpha state, like your body's like, oh, I'm in my bed. I got my comfy blanket. I got my pillow. It's time to go to sleep.
But it's not totally being asleep.
No.
Okay.
It's just in that preparation stage. So that's where most people know it from. And then you get into the sleep cycle. So you go from alpha down into theta, and we do the circadian rhythm.
Now, but when you're meditating or you're using this in the Silva Method, you aren't using it to go to sleep. You're using it to reach places. How do you reach that state when it's not bedtime?
So it's really relaxing the brain and the body. And so as such, like I can take you through a meditation to take you from where we're at. Then we just go a little bit deeper, and then you just relax, relax, relax. And then you get to that point where you're like, wow, I feel pretty good. And then that's the point where we start creating. And so most people create by default. So whatever you were programmed as a kid, you know, whatever you were taught to do, you just kind of do it, you know? And then it comes to a point you're like, wait a second, life isn't turning out the way I'd like it. I'd like to do something different. Well, this is actually using and harnessing your mind power and then tapping into it. So then you can start creating what you actually do want, as opposed to just creating what you've been programmed to do, or by default, what you've been programmed to do. So it's a lot more fun.
It's a lot more fun. Okay.
Have you ever thought about this? Like, you know, you grow up in a certain situation or a certain place, and then you're like, this is just what we do. And then you get to a certain point in life, you're like, what am I doing? Why am I here? Wait, how did I get here? And then after you ask those questions, you're like, and now I'd like to do something different. How do I do something different? How do I change that? What do I do? And so part of that is tapping into the brain power and the mind power. And so you can use your brain to start creating something different.
So while you're in that alpha state, you still have some sort of consciousness there. So you can actually think about the things that you're doing. When you're in the alpha state, what do you do in your mind?
So for me, when I'm in the alpha state, a lot of times I'm problem solving, or if I've got a situation, I'm like, oh, I need a solution for this, or if something's not working out, how do I do something different? Or if I'm wanting to create something, a lot of times I'll do that. So sometimes I don't know if this happens for you. I'll just say in general, sometimes in life we come across some things and it's like, that doesn't feel good. I don't like that. I don't want that anymore. I desire something different than that. And then you're like, well, how do I do it? And you're like, well, I've read some books. I've done this. I've done that. And then you're like, I'm not getting the result that I desire. Well, most people haven't tapped into the brain to say, hey, brain, we got to do something different. This isn't working. And so it's switching from how we are in the beta brainwave state, going into the alpha brainwave state, creating a new neural pathway, and then creating from there.
So how does this differ from regular old meditation that the average Joe does?
Well, and the average meditation,
speaking to someone who's never meditated before, so I don't truly understand it.
No, you're totally fine. Well, I would say the average meditation, I did a lot of it. I tried TM. I was like, oh yeah, anybody does this. This can do it. But I don't know a lot of people who have 2+ hours a day to meditate. I'm like, I got 5 minutes. I got five. What can we do in five?
What is TM?
Transcendental meditation. Okay. And so even before you can get into creation mode, they're like, we got to dump your brain of everything. Who has an hour or 2 hours a day to meditate? I don't know about you. I personally don't right now.
No.
And so I'm like, that's great for people who don't have jobs and who don't have responsibilities. I'm not one of those people. I'm one of those people that I have a few more responsibilities. And so as such, I'm like, I have to find something that's more efficient and that I can get in there. So for me to sit there and be like, okay, empty all my thoughts, that seemed very futile. Even though I went through yoga therapy training, I know how to do it, I've been taught it, I couldn't get there. I'd be like, let me think about dinner. Let me think about my grocery list. Oh my gosh, let me think about, I could come up with lists of things. And I'm like, the brain's not emptying. This is not working out for me. Right, and they're like, focus on a ball. I'm like, I am. And my brain's still like, okay, what about dinner? What about, are we going to make something? Are we going to go? Like, that's how my brain is. I don't know. Is that how your brain is too? Where your mind's like, you can think of 50 things.
Yeah, I feel like I've tried to do meditation one time and it was like, this isn't working. I don't understand what you want from a brain. I can't turn it off like that. I didn't get it at all. But if so that takes a few hours because you have to empty your brain. How long does it take to do this?
You can literally do it in less than 5 minutes. I just barely posted a meditation literally last week. It's 4 minutes and 30 seconds. So you can get to the state of, hey, all of these things going on in the brain to where you are calm and relaxed and you're in the alpha brainwave state. So super easy to do. And just by starting to do that once a day, you can start to feel like, wait a second, I feel a little bit better in my body. And then if you choose to do it more than one time a day, maybe two times or maybe three times, that's 15 minutes. That's very feasible, you know?
Absolutely.
That's something like I can wake up, I can easily do that in the morning. At night, I can do it right before I go to bed. And then I'm like, I'm making my body all zen. And so then we're prepared to go to sleep. And then if I'm wanting to create something in the middle of the night, then you can. Because when you're getting in the alpha brainwave state right before you go to sleep, you're in the midst of, okay, say you have a problem you want to solve, or maybe you're putting out that you'd like to create something or have something. It's one of the best times to do it right before you go to sleep. You're thinking about it, as opposed to watching a horror film. You go you watch a horror film before bed, you're going to be thinking about all that all throughout the night. But if you start focusing on what you desire to create instead, your brain will settle on that. And then as you sleep, it will find ways to go ahead and create that. So it makes it a lot more fun in life when, and then all of a sudden it shows up and you're like, oh my gosh, I just thought about it while I was going to sleep.
So is it best to do it before you go to sleep so that you can, your brain can absorb it all?
There's three best times to do it. Right after waking up, like right when you wake up and then you come out of it and you do it right then and there, because you're coming out of your slumber and that's a great time to go ahead and create with your brain. And then right after lunch and then right before bed. Those are the three best times. So if you're wanting to go gung-ho and be like, you know what, I'm going for the gold, then you can do it three times a day. But I highly suggest starting with once.
Now, and the whole point is to either accomplish some sort of a goal or change something about yourself or fix a problem of some sort.
Or it could be any number of things. Really, you get to choose because ultimately you're the creator of your life and your universe. So if you're wanting to bring something into your life, you can. So this may sound silly, but just a really simple example. I wanted some white trellises for the garden.
Okay.
I was like, I would really like them. I had looked online. I was like, oh my gosh, when did these become so expensive? You know, $500, seriously? So I was like, I'd really like to create this. I'd like to receive it. And so I did it last summer and then I forgot about it. I probably did it 2-3 nights in a row. And then that was it. Well, then fast forward this spring, I was online and then here are the same exact trellises that I had visualized in my mind and said, I'd like to receive you. And so I contacted the seller and they're like, oh my gosh, we just want them out of the house. So like, you can take them for free. I was like, oh my gosh, I literally just got two trellises that were $1,000 online. for free. And I was like, thanks so much, brain.
So are you kind of saying that you can will stuff into the universe that you want and desire by doing this?
Well, what I'm saying is we are energetic beings, and what we think about, we actually create. So it all starts with a desire, then your belief, then your expectancy. And so that's a very simple way. I've done it all the time. I've done it with lots of things. I was on a flight literally 2 days ago, and I had a ton of stuff. I was working, and then I was like, oh my gosh, holy moly, my flight leaves in an hour. Okay, let me go ahead and do this. What if I park at the Hilton and then I catch the shuttle? And I was looking at the time and when it left, and I was like, okay, can we just make it? And I just did a little quickie, you know, meditation. And then literally I got there and I was like, hey, has the shuttle left? He's like, no, it's right there. It's going to leave. And I'm like, can I just park? He said, absolutely. We did it. Boom. I jumped on and I was at the gate, literally a solid 40 before the flight left. And so got my seat, went on, and I was like, how great is that?
So this isn't just like accomplishing goals that you would like to set for yourself, or maybe changing your career path or figuring yourself out. It really is attaining very, very specific things that you might not otherwise get if you did not meditate on it.
Well, yeah, it's essentially creating ease in life. That's the way I see it. And that's one of the reasons why when I took it, I was like, oh my gosh. My mom, what I realized, because it's been around since 1944, my mom had taken it when I was a little kid, and she taught me the principles, but she never told me. And then later, you know, my mom had asked me to come and help her out with some things. And I was meditating and I was like, okay, what can I do? How can I help? And the word Silva popped in my head. I was like, I don't even know what this is. I Googled it. We're in the middle of the pandemic. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I hopped in. I was in a class by the weekend. And then I was in class. I was like, I know this stuff. And my mom had taught me, and it just fueled it and made it a lot easier. And, you know, there was some interesting challenges happening. And so I was like, I'm going to use it for this. And so I started using it. And then literally 2 months later, it showed up. I was like, okay, this is cool stuff. I really like it.
So I had done a little studying about it, a little bit of research. Yeah. Does it involve a spirit guide at all, or spirits?
I mean, you can. There's a part of the Silva method, like if you go through the 4-day immersive, and I teach that, there's a part of it where you can have something called a counselor that can show up to go ahead and help you. So with some of the meditations, there's lots of different meditations. So if you take a 4-day immersive that I teach, and I'm teaching one coming up in November online, is that when we come to the third day, we've taught you all these different tools and meditations. And then we teach you one to bring in, you know, people who are experts. And Silva refers to them as counselors. So you bring in your counselors when you're like, I need some expert counsel or advice on XYZ. And you bring them in to your laboratory. And then you can ask questions, get advice, get counsel, and go from there.
And when you say this, the counselor is not a physical being standing there next to you, like named Mary. This is in your head. And, yeah. And the room that you speak of is also one that you create in your mind.
Yes. You create it all. So it's really using your mind's power. You're using your mind to go ahead and create essentially what you would like to do. So if you go into sports performance, have you played any sports before?
Yeah, I played roller derby for a long time. And
that's right. I love doing roller derby. So I also played a lot of sports. And with that, every single time that we had a game, did your coaches do this too, that you went through and activated your mind power to go ahead and create the outcome that you desired?
No, my coaches did not do that.
That is a bummer. So in the sports that I played, we did do that. And so it's awesome. So pretty much any pro athlete does this. And you can use it beyond athletics into every aspect of your life.
I would say I would visualize the things that I needed to do in order to be successful in the sport. So, and I don't know if that maybe is something that's similar to it, but I would go through, especially before roller derby, I would go through every possible outcome and how I'm going to react if this sort of thing, if they are coming at me from this direction, how am I going to react? I also did a little bit of MMA fighting. And when you do the MMA fighting, you go over each move slowly, and then you do it faster and faster, and you do it like a million times in a row until it's more like muscle memory. And before I would fight, somebody, I would go through that in my head and imagine myself doing it before I actually did it. Now, is that sort of what you mean when you're talking about it?
It's part of it. It's a lot more in depth, but it's similar in terms of it's activating the mind power. And so when you activate the mind power, you're able to tap into your intuition. So you're able to tap into your spidey senses. So a lot of people think of intuition, like, what's intuition? Well, it's referred to as a lot of the clairs, like clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentient, all these different things, whether you're thinking it, you're feeling it, you're hearing it, you're seeing it, any of that type of stuff. So as you activate your mind to utilize these different tools, you can create more of what you desire. So another thing that I do is I teach little kids how to read with mind a blindfold on, literally. And because you're using your brain in a different way. Before the pandemic, I wound up going back to school and I studied rapid eye, specifically neuroscience based, because I'd served on those two committees for the state of Utah, helped victims of sexual crimes and violent crimes. And I was like, so wait, they go through a crime and they're screwed? Like, what's that about? And they said, it's all because of the brain. I'm like, well, if the brain did it, can it reverse it? And what I found is not only can it reverse it, but you can improve the brain drastically. And so I'm trained in about 50 modalities. So if people have been through anything pretty egregious, you can completely reverse it. And because the brain is so neuroplastic and like, it's really cool stuff. It's just really awesome. I love it.
What is a rapid eye practitioner? And that's what you're speaking of right now. Cause yeah. I saw that you were also a rapid eye practitioner and I was having trouble finding what that actually was.
So what it is that you use the eye to access different areas of the brain to release stress and trauma and sometimes limited beliefs, patterns, blocks that are preventing you from creating what you actually desire. So every single person that's born on this planet, you know, you've got a mom and a dad, whether you like them or not, it doesn't really matter. You get their DNA. You know what I mean? So yeah. It really doesn't matter like how you feel about it. You have got their DNA. And whatever patterns they had, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, you're going to take on their patterns. You're going to take on that family lineage. Rapid eye, it's basically EMDR and steroids. So okay. EMDR does bilateral. Rapid eye, I do a few different eye movements. And so it's to access different areas of the brain, plus the recreation of the pattern of what the pattern is. So we can release that from the brain and then we can dump it. And then deprogram it, let it go, reset, and then reprogram it for what the person desires. So back when I was in Utah, like, when did we start doing that? It was in 2015 when I started serving on those committees. So from 2015 to 2018, and I was like, whoa, what are we doing here in this state? And then I went back to school in 2019. And then from there, I started studying and learning so much stuff that I was like, wait a second. You can completely change your life. So then I served on two nonprofit boards and I worked with like the worst of the worst cases. Like we're talking like people who've been through like bad stuff. We're talking like trafficking, like bad. And then when you see someone who can barely function, they release it all and then they can, and they can create this beautiful life. It's like, you know, we're like, this is amazing, you know?
I love it. So besides helping people, do you believe that you can achieve psychic abilities with this method?
Oh my gosh, you totally can. This is easy. And so I love teaching the 4-day because essentially once you start doing it and you create this clear neural pathway, so you come to the class, you do at least 20 plus meditations, you're doing it in a group over 4 days. So it's an intensive, and then you leave. Literally, I had a student call me 3 days after, and I never know how it's going to work out for each person because each person is individual. Everyone, you know, everyone operates differently. We have different DNA. And she called me up. She's like, Kate, you did not tell me that I could hear my coworkers' thoughts in meetings. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, I knew someone's grocery list, and I knew someone else was worried about picking up their kid from daycare. I knew another person. He was like, why are we even here? You know? And so she's like, it was the strangest thing. But she said, because I never know how it's going to work for someone. I just know that when we are able to entrain our brain to use our mind power, you can start to access a lot of information that previously you didn't have access to.
And can you, I know that people probably do this in order to change themselves. They're looking to improve something or whatever it is that they're searching for. Can they control other people or change something within somebody else?
No, no, this is not control other people. Part of the programming, or I should say part of what is included with Silva Method, is for the intention to do good and to serve humanity. So if you're like, I'm going to go get my significant other back, well, that this is not for you.
Okay.
You should probably work on yourself. You should probably work on that under the hood stuff. You know what I mean? This is not the place for you. This is more so that you're looking at improving yourself, making your life better. However, I will say I do get phone calls from friends with pets who their pets do some interesting things. And they're like, Kate, I know you got those spidey senses. So Augie just ate some chocolate. Can you take care of that? I'm like, yes, give me a minute. And so I'll go in and I can see what's going on in the body. And then I'll push it out. I was like, took care of it. Make sure the dog goes outside like now. Otherwise, you're going to have diarrhea inside.
So you can do something good for somebody else.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. Today, I'm talking with Kate, who teaches the Silva Method.
And now, it used to be called mind control initially, but the name has changed slightly, that the mind control was dropped from it. Is there a reason for that?
Oh, yeah. So this is actually really funny. So when it comes to the Silva mind control, Jose Silva, he had really such good intentions and he wanted everyone to learn it because you can improve your life. You can improve your test taking abilities. You can do all of these things to just create more and better in life. However, at the same time, I don't know if you're familiar, there was some human experimentation going on in America, specifically Stranger Things, if you've watched that. So Operation Monarch on Long Island in New York. So the CIA tried to shut him down. And so they were doing mind control programs. They were doing human experimentation on children. And they did some other human experimentation on other vulnerable populations across the U.S. And so as a result, they're like, you know what? We don't use this for warfare. We use this for putting out good, not only for ourselves, but for other people.
Okay.
So that's why they said, you know what? We're going to take that out. But it is really about controlling your own mind. It's not about controlling someone else. Not at all. Okay. It's like you're putting out good. And so when it comes to if your intention is to, you know, not only heal yourself, but let that emanate from yourself, that's a good thing, you know?
Right, right. Now, there are claims that the Silva Method can cure illnesses. Is this true?
So I can tell you about what I have personally experienced and then also what I've experienced with my private clients, because I've had a few who have come with various ailments. And I said, I will teach you the tools that I know how to do. I will walk you and I will facilitate this. But ultimately, it's the person to do the work. A lot of times, I mean, the best way to describe this is this. Okay. You and your body, you're like a river. You got this beautiful river, just flowing, flowing, flowing. And then you go through trauma and then boom, you get a boulder. Okay, the river's still flowing, but it's going around the boulder. Okay, then you go through some more trauma. Then you got another boulder. Then you got another boulder. And those could be traumas. They could be limiting beliefs. The river's still going. However, the boulders are there. And the longer the boulders sit there, well, guess what happens? Debris. You got some firewood. You got some other stuff that just kind of clunks it all up. But then when you process the trauma and you remove the limiting beliefs, the river flows easily again.
And this can help cure illness.
I would be apprehensive to say that because it really comes down to the person. If they have limiting beliefs, like a big popular belief that I have seen quite a bit is that money doesn't grow on trees and there's not enough for everyone. So if you have that belief system, would you say that your river is flowing smoothly or do you have some boulders in there?
Okay. I gotcha.
So and you got some boulders in there. You have some limiting beliefs and they may be like, well, this is my reality. I'm like, is it? I mean, money doesn't care if you have it or not. Money's not like an entity. It's not like, I hate you. Or I love you. Money's just money. It's just a value of exchange. That's it. Right. But the story, the attachment to it, that's where then people get, they have that belief. So that desire, that belief, that expectancy. So ultimately they have this fear desire and then they believe that fear desire and then they expect that fear desire. So it's a matter of let's remove that limiting belief
and see what else is possible. And let's input a better belief that's going to get you to where you want to go. So it's not uncommon that people may have some stuff in their DNA that came in, and there may be a belief system around that. That's something that occurred specifically on my mom's line. My mom's mom died when she was a kid, and my mom had a great fear of passing away from cancer. And so I already knew this. I knew it was in the bloodline. So what do you think I did? I went and worked on that stuff because I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not interested in that, you know?
And that has helped. It has helped you.
I can tell you point blank it has, because I actually had a pretty severe diagnosis about 2 years ago. And so when I found out, I said, okay, that's really good information. I know how to fix this. And so I realized there was more cleanup to do on my end and any limiting beliefs that I had on my end, as well as on my family line, what came in through the DNA, clean those all up, rectify all of that, and then make sure everything was good to flow. So, I mean, it took me about 9 months, a little less than 9 months, because I was like, if you're having things show up in your body in a physical form, that means there's something under the hood that's blocking it. You've got some stuff going on that you're going to want to look at, but some people don't want to look at. I'm willing to look at it and say, you know what? Maybe there's something there that happened and I don't really want that there anymore. Because I've seen some people do some pretty miraculous things, but they've also had the desire. They didn't want it there. And they were willing to put forth the effort and the energy to go ahead and shift that and change that and the beliefs that created that within the body. So that desire, that belief, and that expectancy, I'll say this, with one woman I worked with recently, she was like, I know I created this. I know where it came from. I just need to reverse it. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do it. And it's pretty miraculous what she did literally in a couple months. But she was the one who was like, I desire this. So it was her desire, her belief, and her expectancy. And I was helping facilitate that.
Okay. All right. What is a mindfold?
Oh, a mindfold? It's a blindfold.
Okay. But is there more to it than that? Is it a real blindfold, or is it like a metaphor?
It is. You can't see it at all. I have one. If you want to give me a second, I'll go grab it really quick.
Oh, you really? It is a real blindfold. Okay. Yes. Oh,
this is a mindfold.
Okay.
And so then this is what I use with the kids that I teach to basically activate their intuition.
And you're just covering up their vision so that they can.
Yeah. So it's pretty thick. If you can see, there's a pretty thick pad.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't see, like you're in darkness. It's great if you're wanting to sleep too, you know, I don't use
it
for
that though. It helps get to that place where you need to, your the state of mind, the alpha state.
Yeah. And so the thing is, as such, because we rely so much on our eyes, but then if you have your eyes closed or if they're dark, if you're going through the exercises properly and you're doing all the tools, you can start to see things through your mind's eye. You can activate that, you can activate that mind power to work for you in a better way,
okay,
or in a different way than you've used in the past.
What made you, I used the story of you finding it, I guess, again, because you didn't know. What made you look for something in the first place? But what was it that was making you search out a change or whatnot?
So my father passed away and I became trustee over my mom. And that's a lot of responsibility. So I don't know if you've had this opportunity, but it's a lot of work. And so I was like, okay, this is a lot. I want to make sure that I'm doing it to the best of my ability. And what are tools that would be helpful, you know?
Oh, okay. And that's interesting. And it has helped you. That's how you found that it was helpful. And that's why you wanted to teach other people.
Well, it started working so well because I was using all the tools from, like, I remembered a lot of the tools because I still use them, but they've expanded from when my mom took it. And so they've added a lot more tools. And as such, so my mom, first of all, I wish you would have met her. She was amazing. She had some pretty big challenges. So verbally speaking, it was a little bit more difficult. So I was like, okay, what are some tools that I can do to help me? What are some tools that I can use with her to help her activate her brain power and mind power too? So I wound up studying sound healing. I'm an advanced sound healer now. I did a lot of brain tuners. Like, if it comes down to, like, yeah, I've learned a lot about the brain.
Wow.
If you've got a lot of stuff going on, there's so many things that you can do to help. So if someone's like, I have a diagnosis of of Alzheimer's, or if I have a diagnosis of dementia, I'm like, okay, there are lots of tools. There's lots of information that you can do. I mean, there's so much. It's like, well, where do you want to start? And so I essentially did it all with my mom.
Where do you teach classes? Are they in person, online, hybrid? Like, how do you teach the classes?
I typically teach online. So right now I do book clubs on Monday night. So if someone is like, I just want to check it out, I just want to see. So every month we read a new book. And so we do meditations, we discuss the book, and then you just join us with like-minded people of like, hey, we're here to learn and grow and become better people. And then I also teach a 4-day immersive. I teach it online and I also teach in person. I've been teaching it in person the last 2 times in Los Angeles, and that's been a lot of fun. So I taught up in Hollywood, and then I'll be teaching online in November over 2 weekends. It's super fun because most people are like, I don't have intuition, I can't do it. And then by the 4th day, they're like, I know things that I've never known before. And I'm like, yeah, because we've activated your mind power. And basically, you've tapped into something that you didn't even know you had as a tool. It's pretty awesome to see. I love it.
It's so interesting. And there are a lot of people have a lot of opinions about this. When I was researching it, it has been labeled as an actual religion. And then some other people labeled it as a cult. What do you think about those two labels that have been given to that?
Well, I think that's fascinating because I was like, well, first of all, you may want to actually understand what the definition of this is. The definition of a cult or a religion, it's neither one of those things. It's a tool. The Silva method, it is a series of meditations and tools that you can use to manage your energy and to manage what you are choosing to have in your life or outside of your life. When it comes down to a cult or religion, you really have someone who's like programming you, you will do this, and it's very fear-based. This is not fear-based. It's not any of that. It's basically, we teach you it, and then from there, you get to choose to create. A lot of times, I'm hired by people who've taken the Mind Valley, which Mind Valley is great. It's like an intro. It's like the first 8 hours. And then they're like, wait a second, where's the rest? I'm like, well, you took the intro class. If you want the whole class, that's 4 days, you know?
Okay, so, gotcha. I was wondering what Mind Valley was and how it was related to all of this, because that's the first thing that popped up when I was started looking it up.
Yeah, so they licensed basically a portion of it, and so it's about 8 hours. However, if you want the full experience, go to a live instructor, whether it's online or in person, and you will get 4 days, and then you'll get your money's worth, because literally at the end of 4 days, we have done, in my class, you typically do at least 20 meditations. I do about 25, 26. You got a strong neural pathway, and so that you know exactly what it feels like to go into the alpha state, and you know exactly how to create what you desire. It's not what I desire, because what I desire doesn't even matter, because right. I'm here doing my own thing. What you do, that's up to you, you know what I mean? It's always for positive, and it's for the betterment. It's never to do harm or ill will at all. It's not that.
But another interesting thing I noticed is I found some online like blogs and chats about it from religious folks who are scared of it and refer to it as like the occult, not a cult, but the occult.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating.
So you're with something.
I think it's fascinating because here we're teaching you how to use your mind for your own benefit. I guess it could be a threat for a lot of religions and cults because they kind of like to control you, you know? Yeah. And so this is not that. We teach you tools, so then you can go use the tools yourself. But in terms of, you know, what I do is I offer a complimentary meditation, a live one every month. The first Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Mountain. And then I also offer a graduate group. So once you've taken a class, you're considered a Silva grad. And that's complimentary for anyone who's a Silva grad. And they can just join. And we just practice a technique. A lot of times I like talking about Silva successes. So whatever the person chose to create, and then tell us about it. I want to hear about it because some of them are freaking awesome. I mean, like one person, like seriously, like I've met people who have done things that you're like, that's not possible. And I'm like, they just made miracles happen. Like, I think that's pretty cool. I like it. I'm like, yeah, tell me more. I want to hear more of that good stuff. You know?
What do you say to skeptics? What do you say to someone who's like, this is some crazy mumbo jumbo. Why don't you guys are making up
cool stuff? I'm like, go try it. I mean, seriously, go try the meditation that I have on my website. It's literally 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Listen to it. Pretty much everyone's relaxed because that's what it's trained to do, because it's partially, you know, teaching you how to use your mind in a different way than most people have never used it because they've never been taught it. We're not taught meditation in school. That's not part of the curriculum. We're not taught. We're going to go ahead and teach you how to relax so that you can, you know, be more in touch with your body. No one teaches us that. Of anything, they teach us to be out of our body because there's a multi-trillion dollar industry about, like, what's wrong with my body, you know?
Ain't that the truth?
When people say, they're like, oh, it's this, it's that. And I'm like, well, have you tried it? I mean, it's literally free on YouTube. Like, it's 4.5 minutes. It's less than, like, commercials during the Super Bowl.
I am going to have to try it. I want to come to one of your things and see what it's all about. Now, obviously, your mother was okay with this because she taught you this. How about the rest of your family or anybody romantic wise? How do other people feel about it in your life?
So I have a lot of friends who love it and do it with me as well. In terms of my family members, they're into a dogmatic religion that I'm not a part of. So that's that. So I kind of do something different. I'd rather choose to create with my mind and choose what I create as opposed to having someone else tell me what I want when I'm like, no, I actually don't want that. I'll ask myself what I want. Thanks. You know,
I love it. Well, so if someone wants to sign up for your class, tell everybody where to go and how to get involved and what sort of things they can do. How do they follow you?
They can go to silvamethodwest.com, or if they just want to book with me, you can set up a 15-minute complimentary consultation, and you could go to heal.me/silvamethodwest. So if you're like, hey, I have some questions about this or that, you can just go ahead and do it. It's all done online. It's super easy, but you can go to silvamethodwest.com, or you can go to heal.me/silvamethodwest. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. I even started TikTok recently. So that's kind of fun.
Well, look at you getting all TikTok-y. I'm going to put all of this stuff when I post the podcast so that anybody can easily click the link and see if they want to change their life, tap into their alpha state and see if they can make things happen.
What do you want to create? What will be fun for you? You know,
me personally?
I don't know.
I'm in a weird industry. Right? Maybe I need to tap into what the hell I need to do next.
Well, I think it's, and this is the part I think is weird is like, we're always taught like you have to have like this and this and this, but we're rarely asked like, well, what's fun for you? What feels good for you? You know what I mean? We're usually like, where are you going to go? What's your next job? Blah, 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 blah. What makes you da, da, da? Where's your money? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what's fun? What sounds fun to you?
Well, I got to tell you, doing this podcast has been really fun. I've been able to do things that I was never able to do on radio before and talk to people that I would never be able to talk to somebody for this long and about things that are so interesting. I've talked to so many interesting people and I'm kind of fulfilling that dream right now. This is the fun thing.
I love it. I love it. Well, I love that you're doing it because it's like, yeah, on radio, you're like, okay, we have to talk this long and we got to do this. And then, and remember 10 car pileup, happy perky, you know,
I here's the keyword to win $100 and your chance at 50,000.
Yes.
I'm about done with that.
So much of that. Yes. 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 And yes.
Well, thank you for telling me all about the Silva method. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. If you ever want to talk about all the other stuff, like the psychic stuff, like I don't ever call myself that, but yeah, do I see stuff? Do I help people? Yeah. Do I help people with their healing stuff or their issues? Yeah. Do I help them with their pets? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to definitely check it out now.
Hey, Lexi, thank you so much. It's been awesome.
I went to Kate's YouTube page and tried meditating. She has several free videos to help you get into the alpha state. It did not bring me my life's desires, nor can I read people's minds, but there's more to it than a 5-minute meditation. There are tons of free videos online that go further than a quick meditation and show you what to do once you're in the alpha state. Many of them include a thumping sound called a theta tone that's supposed to help your subconscious to become conscious thought, among other things, including sleep. Or you can take the course. All of Kate's links to Silva Method West are posted with this podcast. If you take that course and achieve your life's desires or develop clairvoyance, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for joining me this week on Delightfully Different. Coming up next week, I talk to a Tyromancer. That's a psychic that uses cheese to tell your future. She's also a witch. If you or someone you know lives life differently, hit me up. LexiOnTheRadio@gmail.com. That's L-E-X-I on the radio at gmail.com or go to delightfullydifferentpodcast.com. Until next Thursday, have a delightful week.